Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you. You know, it's Wednesday, but we're getting ready for our weekend. Things for you to do around Chicago. You know, we always know what's happening, what's going on. Coming up on Saturday, February 22nd, Black History Month mini film festival with some of our faves. Friends of Vocalo, Black Alphabet. You can experience a memorable evening celebrating Black queer stories and filmmakers at the Black History Month mini film festival presented in partnership with Center on Halsted and Black Alphabet. This special event features a compelling lineup of short LGBTQ plus films followed by a talk back. And with us, we have some special guests in the studio and on the phone. We've got one of our faves, Joshua Miller, Program and Outreach Director over at Black Alphabet. Hello.
Hey. How are you, Chicago? How are you, Nudia?
And for those of you that remember or he sounds familiar, Josh was my old intern, okay? He used to work here at Vocalo. And you brought some friends, some filmmakers with you.
I did.
On the line, we have Gio Johnson. Hello, Gio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Gio?
Good, good. Trying to recover from a crazy weekend in L.A.
We also have Ken Marie here with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Chicago-based filmmaker. Now, Josh, tell us, what's happening on Saturday?
Yeah, so Saturday is our Black History Month mini film festival. We are actually spotlighting both Ken and Gio. They were both filmmakers in our October film festival, which is our much bigger film festival that we do at Black Alphabet.
Awesome. And how did you pick? Hold on. So how did you pick which films? Do you guys like have submissions?
You know,
I know you guys do submissions.
For this one, because it was really quick, and it's almost like a full circle moment for us. So we're going back and partnering with Center on Halsted, which is actually where Black Alphabet started back in 2013. So when we first started, we were solely a film festival. And we started at Center on Halsted. So it's kind of like a return back to the basics almost. But we really wanted to showcase Chicago filmmakers, and both Gio and Ken are just great at what they do. I mean, Gio is working with some big names, as you can tell. He, you know, he's just getting back from L.A. And Ken, too, is, you know, just a phenomenal filmmaker who just completed a year's challenge of doing a film every month. So, I mean,
wow,
they can talk a little bit more about their work, but I'm huge fans of both of them. So it's an honor to be able to showcase them.
I was going to say, Gio, could you tell us, you know, a little bit more about this film that's going to be shown on Saturday?
Yes. So it's actually a TV pilot for a show called Good Judies. That a good friend of mine, Marcus London Hall, he wrote it, and I went to visit him in New York, and I ended up extending my trip, and he's like, hey, if you don't mind, just take a look at this script. I've been sitting on it for about 3 years, and I read through it, and I started episode one, and before I know it, I've read the whole season sitting on his couch, and I was like, bro, why are we not doing anything with this?
Isn't that always how it is?
Right. And he's like, well, I don't have the money. I was like, you don't. The thing is, we always wait for the next big opportunity. Mm-hmm. We crowdfunded this. We resourced our own people. We did the Issa Rae route. We networked out. Once I finished, I called my good friend Giovanni Samuels, who a lot of you guys know from All That, Bring It On 3, That's So Raven. She told me she wants to start producing. I said, I think I have the project that you wouldn't want to go get your executive producer credit for. We got all the money funded within 2 months, shot it within a weekend in Harlem, got it edited, and I think you guys were maybe the fifth film festival we sent it to.
And it's an absolutely great pilot, and it's a phenomenal series as well. And when I tell you, like, to be able to get that money in 2 months as a filmmaker, I'm like, what?
A dream.
And you said you guys shot the pilot over a weekend?
Yeah. We flew in on Thursday night. When I say we pulled resources, Marcus is a flight attendant, so he used all of his benefits from year to get
flights.
We all came from different parts of the country. Flights. So some people from the crew came from L.A. I was coming from Chicago. Giovanni was coming from Atlanta. We tried to get actors that people didn't know, but we knew were talented and just needed that shot. So we did an open casting call, and then some people we pulled on that said, you're good. I don't know why they haven't put you on anything yet, but we got something for you. So it was really a building tool to show off these people's skills on camera and behind the scenes. And I think that's what it should be, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have a big family like the Wayans brothers, but I have my built-in family, and that's kind of what this crew became.
I love that. And how long is the pilot, like, you know, how long is the pilot that's going to be shown?
It's like 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's a quick introduction to this crazy world of characters. So I want you, when you see it, it's kind of like Sex and the City meets Noah's Ark.
Great references.
And then are you allowed to say if it's, you know, if it's gotten picked up, or do people have to wait around for that, like, to hear that kind of news?
What I can say is there are some people interested. I can't say if it's picked up yet or not. I don't see why it wouldn't get picked up, though.
I know, that's right.
it's such a fun series. This was my first time directing, too.
Oh, wow.
And so getting to play around and do it with people who were just eager and fun, and they trusted me to take risks and do all the things we did, it really came out super well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations on that. I didn't know it was your first time directing. I mean, you can't tell from the pilot, so.
Oh, thank you. See, that was my goal.
And let's head over to Ken. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about your film that's going to be shown on Saturday?
Yeah, so I actually have multiple films that are going to be shown. As Josh mentioned earlier, I just finished a program last year called the Filmmakers Mixtape Challenge. And pretty much the challenge was to create a film every month of the year, full out. So pre-production to post-production, release them to the world, and then start over again each month.
So that sounds insane, by the way.
It was very
intense. I'm stressed out just hearing that right now.
Yes, it was very intense, but I loved it. I love film, so I had a good time. It was definitely stressful, but it was a good stress that I wanted to do. So, but yeah, I'm going to feature a few of the films that I created from last year. They're all pretty short. I think I'm going to show about like four of them. And then the final film that I'm going to show is actually, it's a short film fused with a music video. It's actually a project that I produced for J Bambi in 2023 called Chaos. And yeah, it's like it's kind of like Twilight, modern day Twilight Zone, if it's centered like Black girlhood and navigating colorism and all the, you know, angst of being a teenage girl. So yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be really fun. I am excited because I think it's going to be a nice, versatile kind of balance of films. So there's some that kind of center more so like just being Black and what that community feels like conversationally and what it looks like through the lens of Chicago, which is really cool. And then there's some that are just about how we as people in the city of Chicago exist, how we love, how we grieve, how we build community with one another. So I think it's going to be a good balance of emotions happening within my films that we're going to screen.
Josh, what else is happening with Black Alphabet? I mean, this mini film festival is being held by you guys in partnership with you guys. But I saw you guys have a bunch of other events happening right now.
Yeah, so we always, of course, if you know Black Alphabet, and if you don't, we're arts and wellness here in Chicago, Black LGBT community focused, but all are welcome. And some of the other programs that we have going on usually are our art therapy program, which is both completely free and open to the public. We have both young adult and adult art therapy programs. Those usually happen on Fridays and Saturdays. So if that's something that you're interested in, definitely come on. But we are in the works of finding a permanent home for ourselves. We're building out a space. So hopefully that'll be open and we'll be welcoming people in to do things there. And there'll be more film festivals and more art installations and things to come. One thing we really love is to make sure that independent filmmakers kind of have the platform that they need to not only get connections, but also to show their work. And that's really important to us because, you know, as artists ourselves, we know how difficult it is, one, to get a foot in the door anywhere, but especially sometimes in a city like Chicago to find those avenues and those silos that people are in. So our goal is always to bring folks together, both and for community, but also for, honestly, a way to kind of take their artistship to the next level.
I love that. And I will always trust Black Alphabet. The first film festival I ever went to I had never been to a film festival before. And the first one I went to, I was like, this is cool.
The programming is great.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, thank you all. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
All the like films were heavy hitters. I just got to sat there and watch a bunch of really cool films back to back to back. Yeah. I was like, hold on, this is cool.
And the best part about all of our programming is it's completely free to the public. So if you have nothing to do this weekend on Saturday at 6 o'clock, come up to Center of Halsted. You know, if you want to RSVP before, just go on our website, blackalphabet.org. RSVP, bring some friends.
You know what I say, if it's free, it's for me.
If it's
right?
Free, like, it's for me.
we're saving in 2025.
Okay. Waking up.
I want to get into a really quick question. I'll start with Gio first. Who's someone you really want to work with within the industry?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I love merging visuals and music. So I would love to work with like Pharrell. On like a visual project where we infuse music to it. I just think he's a genius, creative on the music side and what he does visually. Him and Missy Elliott, I would love to work with them on some type of like black musical. We haven't had an original black musical in a minute.
That's true. And
Ken, who's someone you would really love to work with?
Oh my goodness. So I am manifesting the day that I make something for No Name.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Another Vocalo fave.
Yes.
Also worked at Vocalo.
Yes.
Fun fact.
If you're listening to this. Definitely No Name. Raven Lanae for sure. Yes. I'm really trying to get into the ethereal girlies. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, I just think we align. And also Dochi, I feel like that's going to happen too.
I could see that.
Yes, I think that's going to happen too. I'm just here for the girls, honestly. So I'm locked in and I feel like it's going to happen. So,
no, definitely. I mean, you've been training for it.
Yes. I've been in training.
You've been training like an Olympian over here.
Absolutely.
Putting in your 10,000 hours. That's
literally,
all it is.
Making
literally.
Movies like smoothies. Well, thank you so much, Gio, for being here with us, and Ken and Joshua. Really quick, where could everyone find you guys? Gio, what's your Insta and your handle?
Oh, all my stuff is Gio Johnson on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, well, X, whatever you guys call it now.
All we
social
still call
media
Twitter.
Is just my name. Your mama called you Twitter. I'm going to call you Twitter.
And then, Ken Marie, where could we find you?
You can find me at Instagram, Ken Marie, 2 N's, KinnMarie. And you can also find my production team, Brain Studios, at brainstudios.co.
Boop, boop. Shout out, Brain.
Perfect. Yes. And where can we find Black Alphabet and, you know, RSVP for this event, Josh?
Okay. Our link is in the bio. You can find us at Black_Alphabet on, I think, actually on everything. It's on Instagram. I think on Twitter it is just Black Alphabet. But Black Alphabet and RSVP, y'all. See y'all
yes.
there.
Perfect. Yeah, these two, you know, amazing filmmakers. You're going to get to show your work off. This is this Saturday, February 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m., Center in Halsted, and Black Alphabet, the Black History Month mini film festival. Thank you guys so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having us.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram and Facebook @Vocalo and on TikTok @Vocalo.radio.